Ah, there you are. How are you doing? This is Craig back. We are getting dangerously close to Christmas now. So Merry Christmas to you from London, England, where I'm making today's video. And I have the horrible, terrible, clickbaity headline of why you should never quit drinking forever. Yes, it's just there to get you to watch the video because the truth is it's not as clear cut as the headline suggests, as you would expect. I'm here to explain to you, though, why you should never declare that you're quitting drinking forever, either to yourself or to other people, because I've got a very interesting email to share with you from Kelly, who is in a dilemma at the moment. She has quit drinking and is regretting her decision. Now, I think this is going to resonate with a lot of people. So if you're currently sober, you've quit drinking and you feel like you're missing out, keep listening, keep watching to today's podcast episode. Let me just remind you that if you are worried about your drinking, I help people to quit and stay sober. So your first thing on your list of things to do is to go to the website stopdrinkingexpert.com and get your free copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me. All right? So let's bring up this email and talk about this in some detail. Kelly says, "Hi, Craig. I have been listening to all of your podcasts and they've been very helpful in my journey for living a non-alcoholic life. I am overall a very healthy 47-year-old who's always put fitness and health as a priority. I was not a problem drinker, but as the years went on and into my 40s, I started to feel like crap with the smallest amount of alcohol intake. This included a frequent amount of migraine headaches and anxiety, and I just decided I didn't see the point in it anymore, and I finally quit cold turkey. I'm almost 4 months alcohol-free and feel absolutely amazing. No headaches, lost weight, and sleeping like a baby. The problem is, especially around the holidays and events, I'm having an overwhelming feeling of what have I done making this decision? I'm someone who keeps my word, and now that I've told everyone I will absolutely not drink again, my entire family drinks. And even my daughter, who just turned 21, is wondering why her mom can't toast and have a cocktail with her. I have filled my brain with a ton of information and know the negative effects of this poison. I just question my decision of making this line in the sand when I really didn't have a problem. I find a lot of information on people who are alcoholics, but not many who quit just because, like me. Help. Is this feeling normal? Thanks for your help, Kelly." Okay. Look, there's a lot going on here, Kelly, but the second half of your email is not you talking. That is not your voice, because it's so different from the intelligent, successful woman that I know you are. That's the second part of this email. They're not your words, okay? They are the words of the evil clown that lives in your head. And this pronouncement that I never had a problem anyway is a huge red flag, because you didn't make this decision out of the blue. You know, you spent decades of your life using this highly addictive poison until you got to the point where it was making you feel absolutely terrible. It was causing physical and emotional side effects in your life. It was causing you migraines. It was causing you anxiety. It was causing you pain. It was destroying your health. And it ran counter to your morals and standards. You have high standards of yourself. You keep yourself fit. You look after yourself. And you couldn't justify drinking poison in the same vein. So here's an addictive drug that was causing you a great deal of pain and misery. And you decided that it just didn't fit with who you were, and so you dumped it. And then later in the email, you declare this same substance as something that you never had a problem with in the first place. That, Kelly, is not your voice. That is the voice of the evil clown. But let's get on to this, the reason for this video and the headline, why you should never quit drinking forever. Whenever anyone reaches out to me and they say, "Craig, I've listened to every one of your podcasts, and I've come to the conclusion, I'm done with it. I'm never drinking again. That's it. I've quit forever." I always get a little red flag going up in my head, and I want to reach out and caution them that that's a dangerous statement to make. Not because you can't do it, not because it's impossible. It's just that we're, as a species, we think we're very good at predicting the future because our ego enjoys predicting the future, because our ego is just a piece of meat inside our head. And it knows that whether heaven or hell exists, whether this is this life is it, and then we just die and that's it, or whether we go on to another life, your ego knows no matter what happens at the end of life, it will die because it is just a piece of meat here on earth. And this thought terrifies it. So it spends your entire life trying to prove that this isn't the case, that you won't die, that you will live forever. And one of the things the ego loves more than anything is pronouncements of forever. So we get married and we say, until death do us part, forever. We're going to be married forever. I mean, if you think about it logically, that's an insane statement. You're basically saying, okay, there's another human being here that I love, I care for, I get on very well with, and that is always going to be the case. No matter what they do, that's always going to be the case. I'm going to stay with them forever. That's insane. And it's a promise based on nothing. Of course, you won't stay with them forever if they dramatically change into a complete asshole. And when you make statements like, I quit drinking forever, you make a prediction that you have no right in making. You are not a fortune teller. None of us are fortune tellers, not even the people who claim to be fortune tellers. We cannot predict the future. We are terrible at it, but we still do it because the ego likes it, all right? And generally, most of our predictions about the future are just a reverse projection of the past. We take what went before and we say, well, it'll probably happen again in the future. So when you make a statement as bold as, I will do this thing forever, you just create a monkey for your back, because now you've created a opportunity to be humiliated and to be, you know, a laughingstock and to be very publicly wrong, because you've made a statement that you have no skills or ability to make, and yet you've demanded to be, you know, judged on it by people. I always say to people, never say you're never drinking again, because how do you know? How do you know? How do I know? Yeah, maybe tomorrow I'll be drunk as a skunk. I don't know. So what could happen in the next 24 hours that would turn me to drink? I don't know. All we have to do is live in this moment. All we have to say is, right now, in this moment, I'm sober, so are you, and that's a wonderful thing. And hopefully that will be the case in the next moment. And here we are in the next moment. Isn't it amazing? I'm sober and everything's fantastic. But that's all that counts, this moment. There's no point predicting that in 10 years' time, I'll still be happy and sober. Who knows? It doesn't matter. I could get hit by a bus later on this afternoon. I'm in London. There are a lot of buses around here. Kind of wish I hadn't said that now. So look, don't make these prophecies. Don't make these statements that I will do this forever. And this is not just about alcohol. It's about everything. Don't make predictions of the future. We are hopeless as a species in doing that. So don't do it. Now, look, you say that you've concluded that you never really had a problem anyway. That's not true. Because the fact that you're here emailing in to a Stop Drinking podcast shows that you have an unnatural relationship with this substance. I mean, you know, how many potato YouTubers are you messaging saying, oh, I'm thinking I'm maybe eating a bit too many potatoes, but I don't think I've got a problem. I might just not eat. You're not talking about these things that are not on your radar, that have not become distortions. Alcohol has become a distortion in your life. And it's that is a valve point in your journey, right? Once you cross that point where you're thinking about alcohol a lot and you're dissecting your behavior with it, you're coming up with rules for when you drink and when you won't drink and how many you'll have and whether you'll have a glass of water. Once you do all that weird stuff, you have crossed the event horizon. And as much as you want to tell yourself that you never really had a problem, the evidence doesn't support what you're saying. If you read your email, and I really don't want to offend you, if you read your email objectively, what you're saying is insane. Let me summarize it for you, Kelly. You say, when I drank alcohol, I felt terrible. Even the smallest amount of alcohol, I felt awful. It gave me migraines. It damaged my health. It made me put on weight. It gave me anxiety and lots of mental health problems. It hurt me. And then when I stopped drinking alcohol, I didn't get any more headaches. I lost weight. I felt better. I felt amazing. So maybe because it's Christmas, I should start drinking again. What? How did you conclude that, Kelly? That doesn't make any sense. And like I've said many times before, if you want to know for sure whether what you're saying is logical and sensible, change the drug. I used to take heroin. It made me feel terrible. It gave me migraines and anxiety and absolutely destroyed my health. Then I stopped taking heroin and I felt amazing. Maybe I should start taking heroin again because I never had a problem in the first place. Doesn't that sound bonkers? Doesn't that sound absolutely Fruit Loop crazy? Kelly, I understand where you're coming from. I really do. That statement, perhaps I never really had a problem at all, is one of the most common statements I've heard in the last 14 years of doing this. And it's a statement that I said to myself many times. When I was first quitting drinking and I went to AA, and I was drinking 2 bottles of wine a day, every day, and a bottle of whiskey over the weekend on top of that. And I sat there in that AA meeting and everyone went around the room talking about their drinking. And this guy here was drinking a bottle of vodka every day. This guy here was drinking a bottle of whiskey and beating his wife up every day. This woman had been given 3 months to live. This guy, I sat there going, I don't have a problem with alcohol. Oh my God, if this is a problem with alcohol, then I definitely don't have one. And I left the AA meeting and I bought a bottle of whiskey on the way home. Overjoyed and joyous because I had some evidence to demonstrate that I didn't have a problem with alcohol. Bullshit. Of course I did. Absolute nonsense. But we love confirmation bias, don't we? You know, we like to find evidence to back up the outcome we would like to get to. You know, we'd all love to find some really good evidence that chocolate cake is good for our health, wouldn't we? Even if it was made up bullshit, we'd still want to read, oh yeah, that's great, yeah. So look, Kelly, forget about other people and whether, you know, they would point the finger of, you know, blame at you or anything like that. That's going to cause you more pain than pleasure. And, you know, I'm sure you did it for good reasons. You made that proclamation that you're never drinking again as a way of keeping you on track. But it's going to cause you more problems because you're going to rebel against your own rule at some point. You know, once you create this rule that is enforced by the opinions of other people, at some point something's going to happen. You'll have a very bad day and you'll want to rebel against your own rule. It's just human nature. So forget about other people. They're an irrelevance. What I would say to you is this Christmas, look, I'm not saying never drink again. That would be silly, you know, bearing in mind what I've said. I'm saying this Christmas, why don't you do it as an experiment? Instead of thinking, oh, I can't have a drink. Oh, I can't socialize. Oh, I can't have a toast with my daughter. Why don't you see this Christmas as an experiment, all right? It's a project. I want you to go through a Christmas period, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, as we call it in the UK, the day after Christmas Day, that week in between New Year, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I want you to go through that sober, but with your eyes open and observe A, how you feel, how much energy you have, how you view things, how you feel. And I also particularly want you to observe what alcohol does to other people. Because we tend to romanticize it, especially this time of year. But actually, let's take Christmas Day for an example. You know, at the start of the day when everyone's having mimosas at 11 o'clock in the morning, you think, oh yeah, I'm missing out. Oh, I'm missing out on the fun, the excitement. And then the drinking continues. People eat their lunch, and then they start falling over and slurring and embarrassing themselves. And, you know, then people fall asleep and they miss the rest of the day. And when they could be playing with the kids and their new toys, they're unconscious because of all the alcohol they drank. And then they wake up later in the day and they're cranky and they're in a bad mood. Some of them are vomiting. A couple of people in the family have a big fight that spoils the whole day. You start to see the reality of alcohol once it kicks in. So take this as a challenge from me. This year, just do it as an experiment, a project, and be super aware of what alcohol does. And then we'll talk more in the new year and you can make a fresh decision, all right? But don't fall for this nonsense from the clown, because it is just that nonsense, all right? Don't forget, if you're worried about your drinking or your potato use, go to stopdrinkingexpert.com and get a free copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me. Thanks a lot. See you soon.